Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Hebron, Israel. Hebron, Judaism's oldest community, some 4,000 years old, is key to the Jewish people today. That's the headline. In one moment, David Wilder, who lives in Hebron, will join us with more information about this ancient Jewish city.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, let's talk just briefly about the importance of Hebron. We said that Abraham came there about 4,000 years ago and actually established the first Jewish community in the piece of real estate that God had promised the Jewish people. But then he purchased later, when his wife died, Machpelah Cave for the purpose of burying himself and his wife, Sarah, there in Machpelah Cave. That followed with Isaac and his wife, and then Jacob and his wife, Leah, in the same location. This is the gravesite, the burial site for the Jewish patriarchs, and it's key. And one other thought, this is the entrance to the Garden of Eden. So this is a very key location, second most sacred piece of real estate in all the Jewish world. It is key, is it not?
Yes, Jimmy, it really is. It's a very, very important site. It's actually, as I've mentioned to many different groups that have come in here, be they Jewish or Christian or anybody else, that of course it's the roots of Judaism, but it's also the roots of all of monotheism, the belief in one God. But one of the common denominators that we do have is certainly a belief in one God. And that all begins right here. It continues through the days of King David, the beginning of David's monarchy in Hebron, and it continues over hundreds and thousands of years up until the present. It's sort of like a long chain. We're a link in that chain. We're the latest link in the chain, which is connected all the way back those thousands of years. And with God's help, our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and all of them after us will continue that chain into history. And it's a chain that, as much as we can do anything about, will never be broken again.
David Wilder, with the importance of this ancient Jewish city founded by Abraham some 4,000 years ago. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God used Abraham to found this city of Hebron because of its importance, especially because it's the entrance to the Garden of Eden. That's Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8. King David became king of Judah in Hebron, also because of its connection to the Garden of Eden. Today, some 4,000 years later, Hebron has around 1,000 Jewish souls living there. Because of the fact that it is the burial site of the Jewish patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Hebron is Judaism's second most sacred site, second only to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The fight for Jews to live in Hebron keeps that heritage alive, and it will remain a part of the land that God has promised the Jewish people forever. That's Ezekiel chapter 34, 36, and 37. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...